This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
That number again, 72881. The word is close. Text it to 72881. One lucky winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply. We'll have a new word for you next hour. Why wouldn't you enter? I mean, if you want $1,000, it'd be pretty good Wednesday. Pretty good hump day. Okay. Fine, thanks. My name's not Daryl.
Bill.
Daryl. UPS Freight is now hiring full-time city drivers in San Jose. Great starting pay. You got to be at least 21 and have a California driver's license. Apply now at upsjobs.com. Let's see here. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Nugget Markets. Those sound good. Nugget is a good word. Super bummed to see this morning.
I know.
I figured that you would see it and go, oh, poor Sarah. She loves Stephen Hawking.
You know what's so funny is the first headline I read on Google News, no offense, Google News, but it said something like, Stephen Hawking lived with his horrible, situation or
early onset ALS.
Yeah, whatever it was. But so it didn't let on at all that he'd passed.
Oh,
the way the headline read, it was like almost a survivor story.
Oh,
how he lived with his, and then I read further and went, oh, the guy died.
Yeah.
Well, for crying out loud. Why don't you say he's dead?
Right.
First, and then...
What time... Where was he and what time did he die? I actually don't have that because they are saying that he died today. But I feel like some of these stories were from, even this morning at 4 when I was looking at this, it was from 6-7 hours ago. So he must have died Tuesday.
Died early Wednesday in his home in Cambridge. He was 76. Death has been confirmed.
So he lived in Boston.
Cambridge University.
Or is it Cambridge?
It's England.
England. Okay, so they're... 5 or 6 hours ahead of us, which means right. Okay, so that would make sense. The first reports were middle of the night, I guess. He's died at the age of 76. His family issued a statement. There's a couple very sweet quotes in here. Their statement said, he was a great scientist and an extraordinary man whose work and legacy will live on for many years. I can't remember how many kids he has. And I also didn't find, this is a super incomplete story, the one I'm looking at now. I'll have more info as we go on today. But he definitely, I saw the movie about his life, the one with Eddie Redmayne.
I didn't see it.
It's a wicked tearjerker. It's a pretty, but it's a great movie. I actually think you'd really enjoy it. It's really, really solid, good movie. But heartbreaking. But he had a bunch of kids with her. Like, even though he was, from a very young age, he was having these problems. They were clearly still getting it on.
But he wasn't always in that wheelchair.
He was in the wheelchair and they were fathering children. He was still fathering children. Although, in the movie, they allude that it may be some lover of hers, possibly.
That he never...
Well, there's a man who is a friend of hers who is, I think, someone she meets through a church. And then he comes and he's... Because, listen, Stephen is at that point. She can't lift him. And so this man helps. So he's a pretty close friend of the family. And I think Stephen, they've sort of alluded to him having to accept that this person who was helping him to live his life might also be helping his wife.
But isn't...
With
that's,
stuff.
That's so dumb. Isn't the whole point... To get his genius sperm into a person, into more people?
Well, he for sure got it into a few. And I don't know if
this
all
says
of
he
them...
fathered three children.
Okay. The other thing is that after the wife leaves him, or possibly even while they're still together, he's got an assistant who is, she's willing to do all kinds of stuff with him. Like at one point she's showing him like Playboy magazine.
Oh.
You know, says, but listen, you've got your needs. And I'm going to take care of those for you.
Oh, she does?
It looks like it. They certainly make it seem that way in the
movie.
That
is a generous lady.
Well, he's a genius, and she needs to make sure that he's living a happy life.
Well, you cannot think straight if you have not handled that.
And he needed to think straight.
Right.
Their family statement goes on to say, his courage and persistence with his brilliance and humor inspired people across the world. He once said, and I love this quote, it would not be much. Oh, should we say it in his voice?
No. I want to hear it.
Oh, boy. I want to hear that all.
The exact quote that you're.
Well, I'll read you the quote, but I want to hear lots of Stephen Hawking today. It would not be much of a universe if it wasn't home to the people you love. Very sweet sentiment.
Huh?
In all its majesty and all the wonders of the universe, what would it be worth to any of us if the people that you love weren't here? Not very much. Hawking was one of the best known scientists in the world, despite suffering from a neurological disease that left him unable to speak or use his limbs. He actually used his cheek. Like it was a muscle that he could tick in his cheek. Eddie Redmayne won an Oscar for playing him in the movie The Theory of Everything. He appeared as himself or, voice stuff on things, too. The Simpsons, Futurama, Star Trek, The Next Generation, quite a few episodes of The Big Bang Theory. He wrote many books. His bestseller was A Brief History of Time. A friend and fellow scientist said Hawking once called it the least read, most bought book ever. Because people would buy it and read five pages of it and go, oh, Jesus, and then put it on their shelf prominently so everyone could see that they had it.
In the movie, because I would imagine, unless you've heard a bunch of interviews, in the movie, do they address, was he in a ton of pain? It looks excruciating to be him.
I don't know, actually. I mean, maybe they did talk about it.
It looks excruciating.
It does.
And there's pictures of him younger where he's while he's in the wheelchair, he doesn't look like there at the end, he's deformed to the point
right. Where
his jaws, it looks so painful.
It doesn't look comfortable.
Right.
I don't know what the extent of the
they
feeling
never address
is that
they, huh?
Well, okay. Maybe they, you know, I saw the movie a couple years ago. I don't remember all the.
The best I could find.
Boy, that's a.
But that was him?
No, it's a generator.
Oh, you made that up. Okay. Oh.
Well, generate a lot of things this morning. It did kind of sound like him.
Can you hear him on The Simpsons?
Yeah. Oh. This is an actual quote from him on The Simpsons?
Mm-hmm.
What is
do you
that
know Raphael Bousseau?
I do not.
Huh.
Who is he?
Looks like he's a physicist professor at the University of Cal Berkeley.
Oh.
You know him?
I do not.
No idea?
No.
Sure.
Should I text my son and see if he knows him?
He's a former student of Dr. Hawking's.
Is that so?
Yeah. I thought maybe you two might have chatted each other up at a fundraiser
or
something.
No, I haven't been to any fundraisers over there.
You haven't?
No.
What?
I mean, will you go to all the fundraisers that they asked me to go to at Berkeley?
For Stephen Hawking?
No, just for...
Never mind.
So that someone, so someone from my family can attend those. So rest in peace, Stephen Hawking. We'll talk about him more this morning. And feel free to sprinkle in a little Stephen Hawking whenever you want to. Anytime you want, Bryn. A constant reminder. Well done. Oh, boy. All ends of the spectrum on this show today, from the brilliant Stephen Hawking to Kim Kardashian. They just had their third kid, Chicago, via surrogate. There were all kinds of rumors that they had put all these rules in place for the surrogate. And they, basically held her captive while she was baking their child. But she told Elle magazine, none of that is true. All I wanted was for the baby to be born in L.A. where all my other kids were. And she wanted the surrogate to use her doctor as well. Also, she had to eat organic, which wasn't a problem because she already did. Kim said, I straight up told her, look, I eat donuts every single day. Ah, she did eat donuts every day. If you want donuts and ice cream, go for it. Do whatever you feel. I'm not going to be picky like that. That's just ridiculous.
So organic donuts and organic ice cream?
I guess so. As long as you go organic, you can eat whatever you want. Right. French fries, are they organic potatoes and organic oil? Kim hated being pregnant, but she still wishes that she could have had her third child the natural way. She had, I can't remember the exact, it was like placentia accreta or something where it starts to let go before it's supposed to. That was a complication with her first two pregnancies, and she didn't want to take the risk again. She said, the control is hard at the beginning. Once you let that go, surrogacy is the best experience. I would recommend it for anybody. So, good for her. Now she's got three children, and I hope they have many, many more. So that when we're still on the air 20 years from now, we can be reveling in the exploits of the Kardashian West clan.
Okay.
I thought this was super funny. Shia LaBeouf. He did an interview with Esquire magazine.
I hope he did it from rehab. Did he do it from rehab?
He didn't.
Oh, boy.
No. He talks about rehab a little bit in here. So I just have a couple of little factoids that he put into the piece. One of the most important things that you learn in this interview is that his name means thank God for the beef. Shia is Hebrew. It means gift of God or praise God or something along those lines. That's from his mom's side. And his dad was Cajun. And I guess LaBeouf means the beef.
All right.
In French. LaBeouf. Thank God for the beef. He is sober, at least for now. And he just played another legendary a-hole, John McEnroe, in Borg versus McEnroe.
Hold on, McEnroe's pretty fun. He's
agreed.
Loud
well, he even makes that distinction. He said there's an important difference between Shia LaBeouf and John McEnroe. He says McEnroe is a master at his rage. I'm a buffoon. My public outbursts are failures. They're not strategic. They're a struggling mother father showing his ass in front of the world.
Yeah. Well, he got that right.
Yes.
Yeah, all of McEnroe's screaming was about the game he was playing. You cannot be serious!
It's still cruddy behavior, but
it is.
You
it's
know,
absolutely over the top and obnoxious.
Have a little self-control.
And you're a grown man. Behave yourself. And yet, you know...
Could he get away with that today?
McEnroe?
Yeah, like if there was a tennis player like that who would scream like that, would they constantly be fined?
Yes, they'd be fined, but there's the reason they get away with it too, though, is that they're so good that they
If you're winning the match.
Yeah, people want them at these matches.
But how incredibly uncomfortable to be sitting in the audience listening to that dude screaming at it. Although, the crowd there is... silent.
That is a country club sport. Like I should have to tell you that, obviously, but it's one of those sports that considers itself above that kind of crap.
Mm. Yeah. We're not at a cricket match. Is that a thing where people yell?
I don't know.
We're not at a rugby match. I don't know. This isn't curling.
Golf and tennis consider themselves to be a gentleman's sport.
Right. So for God's sakes, be a gentleman.
Right.
This Borg versus McEnroe thing, when is that coming out? I don't know much about that.
I'd been reading, I think it's been done for a while.
Oh. Maybe that's why.
It
you know
says
what?
2017, April 13, 2017, but it's saying April 13th. So it's been done for a year.
Okay. All right. Well, the fact that he's talking about it in this Esquire piece makes me think he's doing these interviews
he's
as promotion.
It.
So possibly that's it. There you go. That was
did you watch or play tennis?
In high school.
You did?
You had to play tennis.
You did?
Well, that was one of the things we did. Yeah.
All right.
And we had where they had some tennis courts. So once in a while you'd get out there and
anytime
badminton was always my thing then.
Really?
Yeah.
Anytime I ever tried to play tennis, we ended up just hitting tennis balls over the tall fence like home runs. and then you're out of balls and you, all right, we're done.
Well, so much for that game of tennis.
Yeah, it's not, never held my attention.
Yeah. Although people do love it, you know, I mean, clearly there are people who are obviously amazing at it and also
I have bad
people
news.
Who care to watch it. Uh-oh.
Oh,
what
no.
is it? Did Stephen Hawking die?
This guy who directed this Borg McEnroe movie, his name is Janis Mentz. You know what else he's directed?
Uh-oh.
He directed the second season of True Detective.
Oh. Well, I didn't hate it as much as you guys did. It just, look, the bar was set very high in the first season.
Yeah.
The second season wasn't the best.
At all.
And it was probably the casting might have been the worst thing.
I know.
You don't like Vince Vaughn?
I like Vince Vaughn.
So. Yeah, I don't mind him. I just thought that, you know, every time he walked in, I just went, oh, Vince Vaughn. Took me right out of it. And even Colin, what's that dude's name? Colin Farrell.
Farrell.
I just was like,
I like him.
It's him the whole time. And Rachel McAdams is the, you know, tough, hard-edged, no. Yeah.
How about John Carter?
I love John Carter. I thought
he was
actually,
pretty good.
He was well cast in that.
And that movie was good, too. Right?
Yeah, I loved John Carter.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. I was
very
super
well
bummed
done.
To have heard, you know, that we blew our entire relationship with Pixar over a movie that wasn't bad.
Right.
I really enjoyed it. Super fun.
Way to go, Ooman.
The rebooted American Idol premiere finished.
How'd it do?
It didn't do bad. Didn't win the week. Big Bang Theory beat it.
Yeah, but they, you know.
Top five. Number five.
Good for them. Did The Voice beat it?
The Voice did beat it by about 1 million people.
The trippy thing about The Voice right now, which I didn't watch last night, but they showed a promo for it leading up, and they clearly shoot all of those picking shows in a day.
Yeah.
Because I went, Kelly's still wearing the same damn dress.
Right. So they must do it, even if it's over the course of 2 days. Do they ever mix? Do you ever notice, like, continuity-wise, like, it's a different person auditioning and the judges are wearing something different?
No, well, that's what I'm saying. The ad that I saw last night, I don't know, are we 3 weeks in, two weeks in? When did I tell you I saw the first episode?
It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah. She's still wearing that same dress with the number 14 on it.
Oh. Hmm.
And
maybe they do it all at once.
But you would think that they would say, all right, everyone, you got an hour. Go change your outfits. Let's redo makeup.
Or possibly because they want to be able to edit it any way that they want to and you group different. Maybe they shoot it over 5 days and they have to wear the same outfit every time because they
need.
I don't know.
I don't either. But I saw the ad last night and went, still with the number 14.
Mm. Maybe it's her new favorite dress and she just wears it all the time. Right. That's a pretty, you know.
When you're big, you shouldn't put a number on your. It's
right.
It's not the. It's too football player looking.
Mm.
It's not the move.
She looks LaBoofy.
And I think she's spectacular.
Oh
like,
my god,
her personality is.
Fantastic.
But the outfit, I just went, oh man, it's 3 weeks with that shirt.
Well, The Voice was in fourth place. So the number one show last week was Big Bang Theory. 13 million people, almost 14. NCIS with almost 13. Young Sheldon, 12.5 million viewers.
Said she loves it.
She loves it. The Voice was number four with 11.6 million viewers. The premiere of American Idol had 10.5 million viewers on Sunday night. Survivor was 14th place with 8.2 million people, though. Still good.
They got me.
It beat out the Bachelor finale and the After the Final Rose. Yikes.
The Bachelor's horrible.
It is horrible.
You watch that.
I love it. It's a terrible, terrible show.
Oh, someone just saw our promotion on K-Pix for the spelling bee.
Oh, did we get the word right or wrong?
Well, who had Kabotion?
Oh, I got that one right. Kabushan.
So today was you.
All right.
I don't know how that looks.
Yeah, I
know. You know,
either.
We did it in there on that couch. And
with no makeup and after the show and hunched over and, and not with our normal bad posture. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Today is National Pie Day.
Oh, right. 3.14.
Right. I'll do some fast facts and more after these.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Happy hump day.
Oh. I love that damn song.
Oh, it's so good.
It really
but
is.
The greatest way of saying something is to say nothing at all. Yeah, it's a good one. Every time I think of Wednesday, immediately Survivor pops into my head. I think I'm obsessed.
Yeah, well, it's a good show.
Oh, it's the best. Everyone should be watching that.
And now all of you know that we're not, since we're not CBS anymore, that we actually like the show.
And we always have.
And we were never told we needed to talk about it.
We never paid to talk about it. God. The end. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. Follow us on Instagram. You can see all kinds of stuff. Yesterday, Bryn posted up a great video from back in the olden days. When he was a young ninja. He's doing these flips. You just watch, you go, you can't believe that someone, not just that you can pull it up, but you dare to try to do it. Like, oh my God, looks like he's going to kill himself. He runs up a wall. And like, if I ran up that wall, I'd just fall down on my back and break my head.
One
open,
of the
I'm
things
sure of
that
it.
I saw you do, so you, on one of them, you took two steps up the wall. I don't know if you noticed that or if it's different to you, but one of them, he just does the kick off.
Yeah.
Another one, he took two steps and then kicked off.
He ran up the wall.
Yeah. Dang, dude.
Loading up glory days right now.
Glory days. Yeah, they'll pass
you
Bryn's
by. Bryn's the real deal. So look at his Instagram and see that.
It's, look at all our Instagrams by following us on Instagram.
If you look at Sarah and Vinny's Instagrams, you'll see us falling to pieces.
Yes.
Bryn's, you'll see him.
Oh, man. You know, I'm feeling a lot of, I mean, maybe I just don't, I should just stop caring, but I put up my 999th post this morning.
I cannot believe you've done that many posts. I feel like you'll go months without even touching the thing.
You know, I go in spurts. I must. And I think I was on it a little bit before you.
Oh, maybe.
I think that we, you know.
That's possible.
I think I jumped on first and put up a bunch of posts and then, and you know, but I mean.
But I have half the posts you do.
I know. It's hard to believe because I do feel like I see your posts all the time.
I post about once or twice a week at the most.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Well, when I go, when I start posting, I start posting. Hmm. And then, you know, I feel like it's one of those self-fulfilling things. Like if you post, then you look and see if anybody liked it or what comments there were. And then you're looking at it more. And then you're like, oh, and I'll post this too. It's like more top of mind. If I let a few days go by, I start forgetting to look at the app.
A few months ago.
Right.
By the way, talking about Instagram, look at the L973 stories. Rudy and I did a bunch of them last night from Tomb Raider.
Yes.
Oh, you guys did a movie review.
Yeah.
Or you have one coming up this Thursday.
Yes, yes.
Tomorrow already.
Give us a little tease. What do you think of Tomb Raider?
Well.
Oh, no.
I miss Angelina.
Oh, I thought Alicia Vikander looks fantastic. John, I swear to God, I think he's in love with her. Every time that trailer comes on, he's got to stop, rewind it, watch it. He's like, oh, look at that. Oh, look. Look at that.
You know who? I don't really have that. We don't have the same kind of one or two it girls we used to have when we were younger. There was, you know, Farrah Fawcett.
Sure.
But the person that I fell in love with recently was on that lady on Big Brother. What was Celebrity Big Brother? What was her name?
Brandy?
No.
Shannon Elizabeth.
No. How can
Marissa...
you
Marissa...
not... The Colombian
oh my God,
beauty queen.
I love her.
What was her
Ariadna.
Name?
Ariadna. I don't know her last name.
God,
she's delightful. She's smart. She's funny. She's beautiful. She's the young Sofia Vergara.
I swear I found myself going, what? To people in the room, people like my lady who's talking to me and I'm just all,
I'm sorry, are you talking to me? Because I'm busy looking at Ariadna.
I just can't believe that girl.
Yeah, she's just beautiful. And really unassumingly beautiful. Like, she's not... like, Brandy is just, like, working on her face all day. And Ariadna, you know, she's a beauty queen. She's doing a little makeup, but she's not... every time she walks past the mirror, she doesn't go...
Right. Anyway, so you didn't love her?
Is the sea.
I didn't... Did it.
Brandy.
You didn't love her?
The film wasn't up to par. But oh, all the Tomb Raiders have sucked. But this one I was hoping would be better.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to be way better. We might still go see it anyway. John loves her.
Mm.
Sometimes you got to give your man what he wants. And
that's
if it's
nice
another
you.
Woman, you take him to that movie.
You wouldn't let him.
Boner?
Yeah.
I think that if John had the opportunity to bone her, like, I think he should go for it.
You do?
I do. I mean, I don't want him to start dating her or anything, but if he had the opportunity to nail Alicia Vikander.
He didn't let you bone Roland.
I did not want to bone Roland. Do you talk about Roland from Tears from Fears?
Yes,
Tears
that guy Fears, wanted to do you, and you turned him down. And we would have a notch with that guy right now.
No, I was a married woman who wasn't that into him. But if somebody that, you know, like if I had had a chance with Viggo Mortensen, I'd like to think that I could go, well, it was Viggo, you know, back in the day when
right.
I was into him. I'm not really into anybody right now. Oh, yes, I am. I take it back.
Elon Musk.
No.
Michael B. Jordan.
That's right.
Oh, right.
Elon Musk, I do. I love him on a deeper level than. I don't want to bone him. I have no sexual attraction to him.
Maybe
whatsoever.
You would, though, if you
maybe
talked
I would,
to him
right.
in person. And
well, in a couple drinks, you know, I can make that happen. But there's just. I love him because I think he's going to say, like. When I heard this morning that, oh my God, I've eaten so much of your time. Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
Amazon Fresh is hiring in Brisbane. Come to a walk-in hiring event to get an on-the-spot job offer. Learn more at amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
Sorry.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Refresh your routine this season with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubmore.com to get started. And I will see you at the Bay Club this summer.
Ah, oh, love the Bay Club.
That's where me and my kid will be hanging. We're going to perch up by the pool and stay there all day, every day. She just wants to swim.
Well, swimming's fun.
So that's where you'll find us. Here's what's happening. I guess we should begin by mentioning again, Stephen Hawking passed away early this morning.
So sad.
He was in his 70s and obviously very... racked with ALS. Was that it?
You know, I have seen it referred to as ALS, but they're calling it like a motor neuron disease. It was like an early onset thing too. So I don't know if it's exactly that, but okay. It was certainly something similar.
Also, coincidentally, it is National Pi Day, which is a math thing.
Yes.
I would like to ask you, Sarah. It's a game! Wait.
Oh.
Wait.
Time
what
to play a game.
Time to play a game!
Okay. I won't know the answers to this.
After the point.
Yes.
Can you get six numbers deep?
I can get 1-4, and then I know it goes to infinity.
Right.
I can't. 3.14 is all I can give
for
you.
For $5.
No.
I
can't do it. I think there's like a 2693 in there. I don't have that. I don't have it.
Hooman, you're pretty smart. After the point.
Yeah.
Can you get six numbers deep? Don't look at it. Don't look it up.
Wait, can you get six numbers deep?
On pi.
3.14.
I wonder if I reverse the formula to get circumference if I can get pi.
I have a friend that can do 100 numbers of pi.
Get out of here.
Oh, my God.
Her name is Gina Pell.
All right, so the answer is no. So
hold on. Times 7 equals 5.
Look at you go.
Hey, Soleil can do it.
Divided by 7.
You
want to hear
Soleil?
Hey, turn on your mic and raise up your fader. All right, hold on.
What's happening here? Oh, we're setting up the other studio.
Go ahead.
Okay, Soleil.
I think I can get, well, from what I remember, 3.14159265 8.
You got the last number wrong. It's a 3, but you did great. 1415926 5 3.
I'll get it next time. Next year.
All right, I owe you $5.
Nice.
Great job.
Oh.
That's
five
shocking.
Bucks. That's like a little bonus pay for you.
Yeah.
Combat pay.
Well, that's the only pay. She's not getting anything.
No, she gets paid.
Oh, she does?
Oh, yeah. We pay our interns now. That's the whole
that's
point
the
of the
law in California.
That's the law. Yeah. We can't make them work here if we don't pay them. That's why it's so amazing that we got to bring the program back because they found the money to do it.
They found the money.
Somewhere. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Susan.
Hey,
you
so
found the money.
Turn on your mic. Have you got your first paycheck from us yet?
I did get my first paycheck.
Oh.
I'm turning in my timesheet today for that second paycheck.
All right.
Today is March 14th, or 314, also known as National Pi Day because pi starts as 3.14, as Soleil just demonstrated. Mm-hmm. It also goes to infinity.
Right.
After that, it's just the endless
stops.
Number. And a lot of people celebrate this day.
Yeah, schools do. I used to, there were a few years in a row I had to bake a pie for Pi Day.
There are tons of restaurants putting pizza on sale.
Oh.
Pies on
sale. I love pie day.
I won't bother with giving them all to you over the air, but there are tons of ways to get deals on stuff today during National Pi Day.
On Pi Day.
And that's, I guess, why over half of Americans celebrate it, because you give me two pizzas for $5, I'm in.
No, what you need is two pizzas for $3.14. Come on.
Let's see if you are a marketing genius. Nope. Pizza Hut says $5.99.
Oh, for God's sake. Pizza Hut, you're missing the whole point.
Oh, Whole Foods, those. Large bakery pies are $3.14 off the regular price. Whatever.
Well,
there's deals out there for National Pi Day, everyone. So, and it's
and
a
if
math
you ever need
thing.
To calculate the, it's the circumference, right? The circumference of a circle is determined by the diameter times pi. Sometimes in sewing, I have to cut a circle, and I need to know how big it needs to be. So,
you do?
Sure.
And so you figure it out.
Yeah. You figure out how big you want the side of your purse to be, and it's going to be a circle, so you know how big the outside
is. You don't just go like this?
No.
That's good.
Nope. Is that you painting?
No, it's just to use a thumb to measure it out.
No.
Bigger than that.
But I did have to look up how to figure it out. But then I wrote it down so that because I was using it a lot, so I wrote it down in my sewing studio, and I...
Which is now a gym.
It's... Yep.
Or you still have your sewing studio?
I do still have that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's out in that shed out there in my yard.
Oh, you guys haven't. So that's going to stay this sewing shed.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. Look at you go. What a waste of space.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yep.
How often are you sewing these days?
Well, unfortunately, it's a long story.
Is it?
Not much.
A long story.
It is, because even the other day I needed to sew something and I went in there to do it, but we moved all this. A friend of ours cut down a redwood tree, so we have all these huge slabs of redwood
in the shed.
And they're in there because we got them kiln dried and we can't use them yet, so they're stacked in there because they can't get wet because they've been dried and you can't even move around in that room anymore. And I looked at the mess, I went, I'll just sew it later. Sorry, John, I'm not going to hem your pants for you today. I can't get at my sewing machine.
Poor Jim. He so badly needs his pants hemmed.
Jim?
Yeah, who'd you say?
John.
Oh, John.
Yeah. Did I say Jim?
I don't know what you said.
I have no idea.
That's that crazy accent
of yours.
I thought
you said John.
Oh, right.
Thank you, Homan.
I'm serious.
Oh, right. You're serious.
Well, what Jim would I be talking about?
Amen,
sorry, John,
Sarah. Anything you say.
Thank
well,
you. Thank you, Homan.
Maybe I wasn't paying attention.
Maybe it's Jim you're setting up.
What?
That Jim. The Jim you said.
Oh, that Jim. Maybe.
Hey, real quick, because I am actually out of time, today is National School Walkout Day.
Oh,
so
yes.
At 10 o'clock today,
let's all
for 17 minutes, a bunch of schools are going to step outside.
Oh, so on the East Coast, this is about to happen.
I guess so.
Wow.
So.
All right.
We support the schools out here that do it.
Certainly do.
Our text
sensible
number.
Sensible gun control, everybody. I don't know why it's such a problem.
Teachers do it, too.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. It's kind of a bummer that the scientist Stephen Hawking died on Pi Day. Or super appropriate.
Yeah, also today is Einstein's birthday. So I thought that was an interesting day. And he died at 76, too.
He did?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Or at least I think he did. I don't know when his actual birthday is. Oh, no, his birthday's today. I don't know. He must have died at 76. I'm not sure.
Who knew you were such a fan of smart people that you'd know their birthdays and
you know, I
stuff.
Don't. It was in my thing. And actually, I think I might have it wrong. Hold on a second. Let me find it. Albert Einstein. Today is his birthday. So, yeah, I guess he must have been.
He was 76 when he died.
He was 76, yeah, and so was Stephen Hawking. And he died on the same day, and, you know. Or actually, they didn't die the same day, he died on his birthday. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know what I'm getting all racked up about here.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to talk. I'm going to figure out the Albert Einstein thing and then talk about Stephen Hawking more.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.